So on Friday, you had a chopper having to be brought in to rescue two motorists stranded in a flood in Phoenix. And you had tourists who were planning on visiting the Havasu Falls in the Grand Canyon being forced out by flooding. Spring officially starts this afternoon, but nobody bothered to tell the weather. KTAR senior news reporter Jim Cross is joining us to tell us about winter's last gasp, which will feel a lot more than just a gasp over the next couple days, because we're talking about more snow on the way, right, Jim?
Yeah, the first day of spring, actually, we're, what, seven and a half, 8 hours away from spring officially arriving in Arizona. Looking at possibly another few inches today, light snowfall for the most part today in the high country, then that turns heavy overnight into tomorrow. They're looking at possibly another foot or so in Flagstaff Tuesday into Wednesday.
Wow, another foot.
On top of the 144 inches they've already had.
Now, it's not going to break a record, but this is certainly, you know, entering that record-breaking territory.
Yeah, right? The all-time record for snowfall in Flag is 210 inches.
Wow.
They're at 144 right now.
Yeah.
If everything plays out to form with this one, they'll be at 156 or so. So they probably won't get to run at the record. But I put nothing past this winter right now.
I know. Right? It could just keep going and going and going.
It all counts, even though it's spring. It's still considered winter season snowfall. So even though we'll be into spring, it's still going on the scoreboard.
Yeah. Of course, spring means it warms up and then you get that snow melt.
Sure.
And what was once snow becomes rain, and that contributes to some of the flooding we've seen.
Yeah, nobody expected this winter. I mean, we're looking at a third dry and warmer winter because of La Nina. That has not played out, fortunately.
Yeah.
Because of our drought, which this time last year was at 75% of the state. Now it's at 9% of the state.
Goodness.
Which is good as we head towards spring and, you know, into the summer wildfire times.
Yeah, so that chopper rescue that was Friday, that was on the Gila Riverbed in Phoenix. They had to respond. Firefighters had to bring in a chopper after they get to 91st and Southern Avenues, which had been closed for several days due to runoff rain from the storms. They actually rescued those patients, but they refused transportation to the hospital after the rescue operation was safely completed, although they may have needed to be treated for embarrassment. I did see that that officials were telling people, don't drive around barricades.
Yeah, so. And it just happens every time. It shouldn't. If the barricades are up and the signs are up, I mean, it's for your own good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. I've been to, I don't know how many water rescues. None that I have been to have been fatal that I can remember, but I have been to some that were very, very close to turning in that direction.
Oh, yeah. You're putting other people in danger, too. You know, the ones that have to go out and rescue.
You're putting the crews, the paramedics, and the firefighters, and the police in danger.
Now, I do feel sorry for the folks who, you know, waited maybe in some cases years to get a permit to go down to see Havasu Falls in the bottom of the Grand Canyon, and they got washed out. There was like 40 tourists who actually spent the night on a helipad on the Havasupai Reservation at the bottom of the Grand Canyon because of all the flooding. And they were saying they didn't get any sleep because they were waiting for the chopper to land on the helipad.
Now, I would imagine that was pretty scary for them, too, because you're in the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Yeah, there's not a lot of places to go from there. So,
yeah, right, you know. Right. It's not like you can just scurry up the side real quickly.
Nope.
All right. Thanks a lot, KTAR senior news reporter Jim Cross.